Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Never gets old hearing this theme sort of at the beginning of Monday Night Raw, even though it was probably for the first time ever. But anyway, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on Wild Talk. Rated R, presented as always by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Brownies.
You have food?
I don't have food, but they showed a Pizza Hut commercial with these yummy, ooey, gooey brownies that look so good.
Did you see about the Pizza Hut new boxes where you can actually play video through them?
No.
Yeah, they're offering special boxes where you put a lens. They give you a lens. You put in the you punch out a hole and you put a lens and you hook it up your iPod and or iPhone and you can watch videos. It's a projector.
That's clever.
Very clever. No idea how much they're going to cost, but it's something new in technology. Anyway, this is not Technology Live. No, this is a Raw Post Show, and we're here to talk about Monday Night Raw. And, well, the pizza box was a lot more entertaining than this episode of Monday Night Raw.
Oh, my God, yeah. Holy crap, yeah.
But to be fair, it's had its moments.
It did have its moments. Not a lot.
Not a lot, but it's had
it its had, like, three.
And the first was the opening segment where John Cena came out. Oh, my God. People saying, oh, my God, John Cena entertaining segment. What? Well, he was entertaining. He was good. He talked up Kevin Owens, and he talked up, you know, Cena said he is fighting to prove that his time isn't up. It's just getting started. He said he fights for the people who even chant Cena sucks. And he will be the proof that he is the standard bearer and the face that runs this place. And out came Kevin Owens calling him delusional. He said Cena's delusional if he thinks he's going to be him at Money in the Bank. He's also said Cena's delusional if he thinks people want to see him issue an open challenge at the beginning of Raw. He's been doing this for 10 years now. They want to see something different at the start of Raw. He says we're all tired of it, to be honest. And that's why we're going to have an open challenge for the NXT title. And Cena said it's an actual good idea because he accepts. And Owens is like, no, you can't fight for it. Cena's like, but you said it's an open challenge, so anyone should be fighting for it. He said he's the U.S. champion, and, well, he fights anyone with no exception. And, well, since you're not going to do it, he's still the man to beat. U.S. title open challenge starts now. Kevin Owens ignored him and said whoever walks down can choose. And, well, Neville came down, talked about taking Cena to his limits. And, well, said Owens has been disgracing the NXT Championship because he's been picking on people and the fans and everything to nature, and he's got to do what he's got to do, and respectfully declined fighting for the U.S. title. He's here to beat Kevin Owens for the NXT title. This was an awesome opening segment.
This was an awesome opening segment, which led to an equally awesome match. I don't think we've seen Neville versus Owens before.
Once.
And that it hasn't been often.
That was Neville's last match in NXT.
Oh, that's right, because he killed Adrian Neville, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Killed him so bad he had to go up to the main roster. But yeah, these two have fantastic chemistry together. They work very well together. I wouldn't mind seeing a full-blown feud between Kevin Owens and Adrian Neville.
And you know, somewhere in the back, Triple H is like, my boys, opening
segment. My kids.
Opening segment on Raw, NXT Championship, my boys, right there.
And the only bad thing about this was so good, I was like, crap, the rest of the show is going to suck, because they got Kevin Owens out of the way early.
They did. Great match, Kevin Owens wins, a couple attempts for the Red Arrow. He hits the pop-up powerbomb for the win. Really good match. Really good stuff. He invited Cena to come into the ring afterwards. Cena came in. And, well, Kevin Owens left. Good stuff. Kevin Owens is still being a heel.
At least somebody knows how to be a heel on this show, because everybody's confused as to what everybody else is, apparently. But Kevin Owens, we know he's an asshole.
Speaking of not knowing who is who, Nikki Bella and Summer Rae, I thought Summer was a heel?
I thought Nikki was a heel. I don't know what they are this week. Can we please define the divas as heels and faces and not just have them be a bunch of catty girls, because that's really what they are right now?
Mm-hmm. You had Roman Reigns out. He talked about how he's going to win Money Bank. First, talked about how he hated the briefcase because Rollins had it. Now he likes it because he can win it. Then you had Kane come out. He said he's going to do what's best for business. Okay. And protect the interests of the authority. All right. Ziggler came out, said he's going to do what he's done before and win the belt. No, win the briefcase, rather. But he also has a smoking hot lady and a 10-minute set at the comedy store, so he's all good. Then R-Truth came out, talking about what's up and how he's going to, you know, he conquered his fears of ladders at WrestleMania, so now he's ready to compete in the Money in the Bank. And I was this close. I think Lindsay was as well. This close. Mm-hmm. This close from ranting. And Kane's like, you're not in this match. And he's like, I'm not? You sure? Kane was positive. My bad. Turned out to be almost ranting to funny a little bit.
Yeah. Kane's like, no, leave.
Yeah. So the New Day came out. They talked. Sheamus came out. He talked.
This was the point where Kane was just so done with all these shenanigans because they kept interrupting him.
Yeah, pretty much. Then he's like, anyone else coming out? Good. And then, well, he said, everyone else, there's another man in this match. It's going to be Randy Orton. And Randy Orton didn't get a chance to speak. He only got to wrestle Sheamus.
The good old default of Orton versus Sheamus.
This is where the show started going, oh, okay, we're going to drag a little bit. The match was fine. Sheamus won by disqualification as Randy Orton threw a chair at him. It's like one of those things, they wrestled for 15 minutes and then the match ended. DQ made the match pointless. So, there's all that.
Same stuff, different day.
Yeah. Ziggler fought Kane. Kane won after Lana was injured. She got knocked off the ramp when Rusev came down. She tripped and hurt her ankle. Ziggler was distracted. Led to a choke slam. Kane won.
Well, falling off the ramp sure is better than falling off a train platform. Just pointing that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of comparisons to that tonight.
Yeah.
Lots. Mm-hmm. Bless the internet for it.
So Lana has an injured ankle. Rusev is still emo.
Yeah, Rusev forces her to fall off the ramp. She lands awkwardly. They get her shoe off. Ziggler takes care of her. He's a gentleman. But yeah, Rusev being an emo jerk.
I guess so. I guess so. yeah. We then had Miz TV. Yay, it was a thing.
Why was it a thing?
I don't know. And they, like, alright, here's my problem with Miz TV. They talk. Yay. Feed me more. Your face is ugly. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Then Big Show and Ryback went at it, and then they blew the finish of the match on Sunday with Ryback doing the shell shock. Why? Why are you blowing the finish now? Please, can anyone help me with this?
Because they can.
It's like there's no point to the match. He got up on his shoulders, did his move.
There's no point to the match before that.
I know.
Just saying.
But there should have been a little bit of intrigue. Now there's not.
There never was.
All right. Titus O'Neil lost to Big E Langston. Roman Reigns beat Kofi Kingston. But it was Los Matadors taking on Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. Go.
The kids got on Raw. Their father didn't. We at this point we have had a Wyattless Raw, but his children did make the show. They won in spectacular fashion. Eric woke up clearly on the sadistic side of the bed this morning as he attempted to kill the bull with his back end.
Mm-hmm. And we know Rowan has a big back end.
Rowan's got a big old back end, so, you know, there's a lot of padding back there. But
They hit the way for the victory, a.k.a. the 3D.
Yes. Luke can still kick people's faces off. And then it got interesting because Luke Harper took a microphone in his hand. Bless him, they tried.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Time to pay for your sins is coming. The judgment is waiting at your door. It's okay to be afraid. You should be, said Rowan.
Sweet, they're coming to the door. I'll bake cookies.
She's going to bake cookies.
I will totally bake them cookies.
So the main theme of this show was Dean Ambrose running around New Orleans.
Yeah. What's really sad about that main theme is the fact that they spent the better part of the afternoon and the evening posting pictures on Instagram of Dean Ambrose running around New Orleans. But once again, we have no video footage of Dean Ambrose running around New Orleans causing all kinds of problems.
Which is what we suggested they would have should have done last week.
Like, don't get me wrong, the fact that they did it through Instagram was great. And they were showing pictures of it, of him running around like an idiot. It was fantastic. But video, it would have helped things move just a little bit easier. Because it was always the, well, where's Dean going to turn up next kind of thing.
And Instagram does video. We should do 15-second videos.
Right?
You know, that sort of thing. So Dean was running around, and Seth Rollins asked, talk to the authority. And, you know, he was trying to suck up to them. And, you know, you don't need us, right? It's like, you know, I kind of, I've always liked you, but no, I can do it on my own, I don't need J&J Security, and, well, J&J, he then ran into J&J Security, and Noble said, people say that a lot of things when they were mad. Noble said, Joey forgave him, and then Seth Rollins went off about Joey forgiving him, and then Noble told him, said, screw you, and then he called them the Shield 2.0, Noble is the Ambrose, and Joey Mercury is the upgraded Roman Reigns.
Sure, we'll go with that.
It was amazing. They even updated Wikipedia for that one. And then Mercury said they've had Rollins back since day one and would kick his ass later in the show. It was like, holy crap, Joey Mercury talked. It was awesome.
It was awesome. And it's just to add, you know, insult to injury, he rips out his headpiece and walks away.
Anyway, this leads to the main event segment of the show. It was Seth Rollins taking on J&J Security. Oh, what a main event. What a main event.
This was a lot of fun.
The hot tag at the end, Jamie Noble makes his comeback. Seth Rollins was saying, oh no, I'm done with it. And Dean Ambrose the entire time was sitting ringside. At one point, dumps popcorn on his head.
Dumps popcorn, drinking soda, having a good time, laughing it up, teasing Seth with his belt.
All that fun, good stuff. Then in the end, Dean comes out of the crowd, throws the bell in the ring. Mercury rolls up Rollins for the win. So it's like, he has his belt, and oh wait, he just lost the match. Dirty deeds. And Dean Ambrose grabs the ladder, has the belt. End draw. Very good ending segment.
Very good ending segment. The rest, not so much. But very good ending segment.
Yes. Very good ending segment. Decent Raw?
Yes and no. We'll go with that.
Anyway, this has been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, though, it's the Rack.
That's right. Tune in because, well, We may hear an angel's voice. I don't know. Possibly.
Possibly.
We could.
Possibly, maybe.
You'll just have to tune in to see, but we'll have news. We're going to be talking Money in the Bank. We'll preview it. We'll let you know what's going on, who we think is going to win, who we think is going to lose, and, well, who we think is going to walk out the champion. We'll also be talking NXT and possibly SmackDown, depending on how much time we have. So you don't want to miss it. That's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern.
At WTR the _ Rack, Facebook.com/WTR The Rack, RackRadioShow.com, YouTube.com/WTR The Rack, Saturday night, midnight-ish at CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. CB Radio WTR, Cigarette Butts and Bandanas on the Facebook, CBRadioLive.com, #BlameRob. Sometimes it's Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein and Mace covering Money in the Bank, since Omega's at a con. Monday night, we'll be back for another edition of Raw Post Show, live right here on the Raw Talk Radio Network, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Like she said, The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, Angel's Wings. Anyway, you have plugs.
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, L-A-N-S-W-R-D. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you live right back here next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show and along the arrows of the Wild Talk Radio Network. This has been the Raw Post Show, presented by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Good night, everybody.